que me está esperando. Lo que él debía hacer.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Hannah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's always sunny in Medford. Today was not an exception to that. Luckily, it was not raining. I was hoping that it wasn't going to rain. So I have a special guest with me today, and her name is Elena. I've had you like recommend songs a lot this semester so far, but I haven't had you in here.
I feel like the ghost of WMFO.
Yeah, tell us, Elena. Have you been here before?
I've been here once before in studio, multiple times in the hearts of the people who work here, and I like to think so. Yes. I was here on Charlie's show.
Yes.
A few weeks ago. I don't remember what date.
Some like early October,
I think.
I feel like that's what it was. Maybe late September. But I remember. I listened.
Wow.
Oh, you
thank
know what?
You.
I think it was September because that's when it was definitely September because that's when the MJ Lenderman album came out. Because that's how I listened. That's how I found that. Anyways, you just heard Science Fiction Double Feature by Richard O'Brien from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, which Elena has never seen properly.
Yeah, I've only seen the Glee version. the episode, so which was amazing.
When you do go, you're gonna have to paint a V on your head and red lipstick because you're a virgin to Rocky Horror Picture.
That's good to know.
That's just something that you'll have to do, like when the time comes when you go. When you go
for my
to Rocky Horror
virgin moment, Rocky Horror now, starting now.
Yes. Most of the set list today was curated by Elena. Thank you, Elena, for that. Because then I had to do a lot less work. But I threw in some things such as Science Fiction Double Feature. Because I played that, I think, for the last couple of years. Well, I don't remember if I did a Halloween show last year. But I know that I definitely did one in the last 2 years. And I did play that. And I did also play another song that I'm going to play tonight. But I also, oh, and I played the Monster Mash, which I am not playing tonight, unfortunately. For anybody who was looking forward to hearing the Monster Mash, you're going to have to find that on your own.
I've heard that 3 times today.
Yeah.
Every teacher was playing that as I walked into the room.
It is 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock on Halloween, so I think that we get it at this point. The next song was recommended to me, of course, by Elena.
That's me.
This is a Dead Man's Bones song called Papa Power. Enjoy.
Burn the streets, burn the cars, Papa Power, Papa Power. Goodbye, cruel world, and cheerio. So all this time I've got to go.
What a way to end it all.
What a way to end it all.
What a way to end it all.
What a way to end it all. Goodbye, cruel world, it's all so rough. You've got it made out.
Never the same, never nights. ghosts everywhere. And you can believe it or not believe it, and it doesn't make any difference to me. I know they're there. And if you don't think they're there, that's your problem, not mine.
All over the place.
It was definitely a human figure.
Experiencing some technical difficulties, if the kind audience would just give me 1 minute to adjust, guess what, the aux cord again. Listeners of It's Always Sunny in Medford know that I love the aux cords in the studio so much that I like to plug them into my computer and have them not work. Anyway, we're going to restart the song because I like the song and I want to hear the whole thing at once. Or maybe not. Excuse me. This is so funny. Well, Elena, did you do anything interesting today?
Anything interesting today?
Yeah.
I mean, not really today. The past couple of days have been... we're back?
We're back, but I'll let you finish your sentence.
Well, there was really nothing to say. I haven't done anything except... today is my most boring day of the week, so...
Yeah.
You know, had friends from California stay with me for a bit.
That is pretty awesome.
I skipped school to hang out with them, and we went to a cemetery. Very Halloween.
That is really fun, actually. Did you see any really old stones?
No, we went to Mount Auburn, so I've been there a few times. Didn't really see anything new.
It's more like a scenery vibe.
Yeah, it was nice.
Very wonderful. Glad to hear it. Anyway, we're going to continue on. I guess while I'm here, I'll do a quick recap of some songs that we've heard, starting with Papa Power by Dead Man's Bones, Tiny Star by Over the Garden.
On the Over the Garden Wall soundtrack.
Yes.
Which Hannah has never seen or heard of, which is insane.
Because let me know if that's crazy or not.
It is. I'm going to let you know that right now. It's crazy.
Okay. I don't know anything about it. What's it on?
It's a Cartoon Network show, animated series. It's super short. I think like 10 episodes, and they're each like maybe like 11 minutes long. And it's like a complete series, so it's not a long endeavor to finish. I don't know where you can watch it right now, but it's really good. I see it every single year. I actually haven't seen it this year. We should see
we
it.
We could watch it.
We should watch
there
it.
There we go. You just witnessed it, folks.
Full circle moment.
Made some plans live on air. Also heard What a Way to End It All by Deaf School, Getting Down the Germs by Gerard Way, and Haunted House on Zillow by The Garden. And the song that was just interrupted so rudely by the faulty aux chord was This Jet Set Life Is Gonna Kill You by My Chemical Romance, and I will play that for you now.
Yeah. play a role. Many has been said. Let's not pass on the steps. Let's take the season very easy. Let's take pills, salt, water. Let's keep looking ahead.
Calms me down.
is some pedestrian safety tips. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Thank you, Elena, for that public service announcement. Man, I thought I was going to just come up with something on the fly to talk about, but my head's totally empty right now.
I can say that I specifically chose this pedestrian safety PSA because I have very strong feelings about jaywalking. I refuse to jaywalk.
Oh, I do it all the time. You would hate me. You would not like me.
It stresses me out, man.
Ooh.
I make people...
It used to stress me out.
I hold my hand when we cross, if we're jaywalking. I'm like, oh, guys, I don't know about this
one. I mean, that's, like, smart. You're probably smarter than most people. But the thing is, like, if the crosswalk is so far away and there's no one coming for, like... I always think of it in terms as like, of, like, do I have time to, like, cross the street but also trip and fall and get myself back up before a car comes? Like, I always think in that terms. And it's like, okay, if I have time to do that very, very safely... Yeah. Like, with much time to spare, then I'll do it.
I think that, like, if I ever jaywalk, it's because there's truly no cars on the road. Like, there's no one there. If I cannot see a single moving car, then I'll be like, okay.
Something new. Not new. I guess I've done this before. But, like, there's a lot when I'm walking from the T-stop in Boston to my internship in Boston. I said that already. There's, like... a lot of points where cars are just stopped, like, at a light, but it's, like, a long light, so it's, like, there'll be a stream of, like, four of us, like, just walking in between cars that are stopped at a light to get across the street, because it's, like, no, they're not going anywhere, and I have my eye on the light and on the cars. I feel like I'm very spatially aware, maybe that's why you don't want to jaywalk, is because you just don't.
Well, I think
you're
just
not going to be able to safely do it.
I just have terrible, like, depth perception, and, like, I can't really see.
I'm just overly cautious, I think, in many ways. So, like, I feel like that protects me.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, like, really anxious.
You know what I do when I'm feeling like, oh, I'm doing something dangerous, is I make a Snapchat vlog. And then I start it with, guys, you know what I always say? Cameraman never dies. So come with me to do the laundry in my basement. That's a little scary.
Scary basement.
That's what I do. Maybe I just have to start doing that when I jaywalk. Jaywalk with a phone in my hand?
Yeah.
That's the thing?
That's another thing is, like, I don't look at my phone when I'm crossing the street. That feels stupid.
Yeah.
But sorry, not to hate on anybody who's listening who looks
I'm
at their phone while they cross the street.
Okay. Sorry.
Elena is hating.
I'm hating on the jaywalkers.
Just know that I'm
jaywalkers
ambivalent
with phones.
Towards you. Yeah, well, it's like, jaywalking is fine because I do it, so that makes it fine. But, like, looking at your phone while crossing at a crosswalk isn't too bad. It just, I'm not going to run across the street. Like, I'm not going to be that level of polite. Like, yeah. I don't care that much, but I'm not going to, like, I feel like there is a difference, a marked difference in looking at your phone while crossing the street versus looking, like, just not doing that and walking even at the same pace. I feel like it's, like, I would be more mad as a driver if the person crossing was on their phone, because I would just be like, get off your phone, bozo.
I feel like I'd just be like, you want me to hit you. That's what you want right now.
I like to look at, even if it's dark, I'll look at, like, exactly where the driver's, like, face would be in cars. So, like, it's like if I'm crossing the street. This isn't even a jaywalking thing. This is, like, more like you're crossing a busy road that doesn't have any lights or, like, a stop sign or whatever where I am. It's like I'll just look in towards where the driver might be, and so, like, they're looking
so
me
they
in the
see
eyes.
In the eye, and it's like, I can't kill her.
Exactly.
Because I literally know what we just, like, exchanged something.
Yeah, like, we just had a moment.
She should wave now.
Yes.
She's like, hi, thanks for letting me cross.
I literally will do that. Like, when they're far away, but, like, still kind of going at a speed, like, they haven't slowed down yet. So when I start walking, I'm looking at them as I walk. So I'm like, I'm aware of you. Are you aware of me?
That's just when I scowl. I'm just like...
I think I squint a lot, so I look like I'm scowling. That's another thing I think about when I'm walking around campus, is that I squint a lot, so I feel like I look mad.
I think my neutral face Everybody is seems just to hate so, them. Like, aggressive looking. I usually have headphones on, though.
I often have headphones on.
How do you feel about crossing the street with noise-canceling headphones? I do it all the time.
I don't care. I've never thought about that in my life, Alayna.
Okay, well, I was just thinking, we're talking about jaywalking, we're talking about
crossing
the street.
Maybe I'm just reckless. Maybe I'm living too close to the edge or something, but...
Well, every time I cross the street and I have my headphones on and they're noise-canceling, I'm like, oh my god, like, what if a car just was, like, barreling down the road and I just didn't hear it because I have these stupid headphones on?
Why don't you just look up and look around you and okay. be aware okay. of your surroundings?
I could try that, I guess. Maybe next time. Maybe yeah. Not tomorrow. Another day.
Not one tomorrow. You got plans tomorrow.
I got plans tomorrow with my laptop and sociology homework. So.
Don't even say that. I also have a sociology homework tomorrow, but that's all the homework I have. I thought I was going to get that done. So I'm like, I'm going out tonight for Halloween. And I'm like, oh, I was going to do everything I had to do before that. But I don't actually have to do much. It's not due anytime soon. It's more like I just mentally wanted to do it.
I always do everything that I want to do before I do the thing I need to do.
Yeah.
Because I can't focus on the thing that I need to do because I'm thinking about all the fun things I have to do. Is that crazy?
No, that's just a different...
It's like
it's
the wrong
different.
Way to do it. It's just different.
It's not crazy. It's just different.
I just do everything fun, and I have a really good time, and then I go, okay,
time to
I
lock
guess
in.
I can write a paragraph.
It just, if it weighs over my head, but also, okay, so I think maybe alternatively on the other end of the crazy scale, I approach things in such a way where I'm like, oh my God, I forgot what I was going to say. What were we talking about?
We're talking about... things like looming over your head.
Right. I can't enjoy something fun if it's like looming over my head, but also like that in and of itself makes me stressed out because I'm like, I need to maximize the fun I'm having.
You know what
I need
you
to
sound
have,
like right now?
The absolute most fun possible in any given situation. Like in any, if I'm supposed, well, no, that's not what I meant. And more like if the situation is supposed to be fun, I'm supposed to be having fun. It's like I need to eliminate anything that will make me have less fun or I will be like anxious about it.
Okay, that makes sense. But you said the word maximize, and I don't know why, but at first I was like, oh my God, like Patrick Bateman.
You know it is. Like, you know, that's
like,
kind
of... I have to maximize my fun potential.
No, that's it. That's literally it. If I have to, like, use the bathroom before I go out, because if I'm thinking I have to use the bathroom, that's less fun for me. I'm having less fun because I'm thinking about how I have to use the bathroom.
Okay, that's real. I feel like Sims needs, like, bladder, food, those things, I do take care of. Like, I was just saying to Hannah, I ate an entire box of mac and cheese before coming here because I knew I'd get hungry. So I just made, a whole box. It was
There's
actually,
nothing wrong with that. I regularly.
I know.
Anytime I buy mac and cheese,
2.5. That is not, a box is a serving.
A
to
box
me.
Is a serving. You're right.
Like, what do you want me to do? Pour out half the box?
I've had two boxes before
and that's okay.
in one sitting.
It's I love mac and
when
cheese.
When it's been like desperate times,
desperate
when I've really
times.
Needed mac and cheese, or it's like 1.5. I think more is on the heavy side of what I will eat in of a mac and cheese, like an Annie's like, shells and white cheddar.
It's like popcorn when you get a popcorn bag. Just a whole bag is the serving. Controversial statement, perhaps.
Well, also popcorn is like there's
it's
so much air
food.
That it's like it doesn't even count. Like,
that's
if you take
true.
Out all of the air in popcorn, then, like,
corn.
There would be so much less of it volume-wise.
It's just corn, and that's healthy. It's just corn.
It's just corn.
It's just corn and salt. And
I love,
butter.
I see, my favorite is when it's, like, healthy because it's corn, but it's, like, it's got, like, that hardened candy shell because it's, like, kettle corn. I love kettle corn is what I'm trying to say, basically.
I've never had kettle corns. I'm sorry. The look on your face was crazy. This is how I felt when you said you've never seen Over the Garden Wall.
No. That's weirder.
What? I don't think
kettle
so.
Kettle corn, if you polled the population of the world right
the
now,
world?
All 7 billion of the people in the world, and you said, have you heard of Over the Garden Wall? Or have you heard of kettle corn?
Okay, I've heard
Or have
of
you heard of both?
Corn.
Or have you heard of neither? They would be like... Or have you tried kettle corn? Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I've heard. I do
I guess
know what
it depends.
It is.
Maybe it's not a big thing in some cultures. I'm sure people don't eat kettle corn
I'm
in all parts of the world.
I'm gonna pull my allergy card and say that I can't have kettle corn because a lot of times it'll be like may contains peanuts or tree nuts. And that is why I've never eaten
kettle corn. We'll have to make it homemade.
Yes. I love pulling the allergy card. I start saying, actually? So I can't argue with it. Everyone's like, oh, yeah. Exactly. It's a trump card.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that so close to the election. I can't say that. I'm not manifesting that.
No politics.
Really? On the radio show?
I don't know. I think we're technically not supposed to. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
There's something when you're doing like a quality control is like a volunteer thing you can do. You can get a couple volunteer hours for like listening to some shows and reporting back. Being like surveillance. Just kidding. It's not surveillance.
Surveillance. It's Big just, Brother's
it's,
watching.
No, it's not. It's just helping out your radio station. But it'll ask like, were there any political discussions and were they properly logged? And I'm like, ooh, you gotta log them.
Interesting.
Which is fine, because I don't want to talk about politics on my show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not interested in doing that. I suppose that we should probably get back to
the
music.
Oh, right, yes. We have time for just learning the ins and outs of radio right
now. Two more songs. Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually going to look into that after we play this next song, which is going to be Where Evil Grows by the Poppy Family. Enjoy. And thank you, Elena, for this suggestion.
Yeah.
Where Evil Grows by the Poppy Family. And I'm realizing I don't think I've been recapping so strictly today with the song titles. I forgot where I was going with that sentence. We've only got time for one more song. It is a My Chemical Romance song, again, because we both love My Chemical Romance. And Elena placed it at the end of the set list, which was kind of fun because that's also where I've ever placed it when I have played on the radio, which I think I've done like twice before, once a Halloween show. Anyways, these vampires will never hurt you, but this has been Hannah and Elena, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful Halloween, a wonderful weekend. And thank you, Elena, for your lovely presence in the studio this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Hannah.
Since vampires will never hurt you.